531.
PMN News at 3. Kia ora ana, I'm Courtney Cena Meredith. Auckland Council members are preparing to vote on the budget for the year ahead. A contentious point is whether to sell the council's 18% shareholding in Auckland Airport. Political commentator Richard Pamatatau says Mayor Wayne Brown needs to consider other ways of increasing income instead of his current approach.
Raising the rates is an option. Selling a golf course or two might be an option. I think you come in with a very closed-minded view and quite a masculinist, I know what's right, fist-pumpy kind of way of doing things.
And only three councillors have spoken out in support of the proposal to sell all of the council's shares in Auckland Airport. Andy Baker, Maurice Williamson and Desley Simpson say they support the proposal. But Alf Filipaina, Sharon Stewart and Julie Ferry say they're still undecided. To other news, and a Pacific lecturer in Dunedin expects the Lower South Island to be the new hub for Pacific people in the future. Dr. Edmund Fihoko had made the move from Auckland to Dunedin and is encouraged by the growing number of Pacific people in the city. He's excited because more Pacific people are choosing to study in Dunedin.
There's a growing Pacific population, and it's quite exciting to see our Pacific students also come down from Auckland and see Otago and the University of Otago as a home or place to pursue education. Mm-hmm. So I honestly believe that the South Island, and in particular Dunedin, will become the hub for Pacific communities. Wow.
A health expert says it's the community's responsibility to encourage young people not to vape. Health Coalition Aotearoa spokesperson Leitu Tupunga says families should take time to talanoa and check in with their young people's mental and physical health. Tupunga says young people need all the support they can get to thrive in life, and taking away the vape can help achieve that.
We don't encourage vaping for people who have never smoked before, especially our young people. It's about them to be amazing young people, to thrive, to do so well, to get all of the good gain that they need as a young person. So we need to make sure that our young people, if they didn't need this vaping device in the first place, they never needed it before.
And lastly, in football, extra tickets have been released for all Women's World Cup matches in Australia and New Zealand. In April, FIFA's online booking system left many New Zealanders struggling to get hold of tickets. Women's World Cup Chief Executive David Beach says the demand eclipsed supply, but 250,000 more tickets have now been released.
If you can't get a ticket to some of the more popular matches, the quality of football is just going to be unbelievable. So people should pick a match and really get along and enjoy what's going to be a celebration of global football and all the culture and diversity that we've got coming to Aotearoa.
The tournament kicks off on the 20th of July. And that's your PMN News at 3. For more Pacific news and sport, head to pmnnews.co.nz.